Now, Gene, I am glad that you are here because I don't want to talk about music right now, and I don't want to talk about appearances, and I want to talk to you as one parent to another parent. I worked Gettysburg last year with the Traveling McCurries, and they didn't know that I was watching them backstage as they were meeting other musicians and their friends, and also as they met, you know, fans for the first time. Yeah. And I want to tell you something. They were so gracious. They were just like you are when you meet people, Del. And so I said to Ronnie, I don't want to sound like your grandmother or anything, but I'm afraid if I don't tell you, I'll never take a chance and say it. But I want to say this publicly, that your boys represent you and Gene beautifully. Very, very well. So
mostly her fault.
Is it her fault? Well, Gene, you did a good job with all of them. We're always happy to see the McCurries, and that's part of the charm, I think. There's something warm and friendly, and I've walked with you to try to get you on an elevator, and you stop and talk to everybody. We have to leave about a half hour before we're supposed to get someplace. Doesn't he do that? He talks to everybody.
You know, Katie, your fans and your friends, you know, are you really. They're mm-hmm. they are part of you, you know, and I always like to spend time with them. We all do, you know. All the boys will, and I've never told them to do that. They just do it, you know.
Well, when I told Ronnie that, he said that's because I had good role models.
Did he?
Isn't that nice?
That was nice.
It
yeah.
was nice. Is that okay to tell your parents that?
Yeah.
All right, now we can go back to being DJ and musician.
All right.
But I did not want the opportunity to slip by without telling
you that. I appreciate
that,
Katie. I really do. Yeah, and we all do.
You know? Always wonder what your kids are doing when you're not watching them. You know? At least I do.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's sing another tune.
Okay.
What do you got for us? Or maybe an instrument. We haven't had the banjo boy back there doing much
work
today.
Well, you know, he's got, and I got to say this, he's got a whole album finished.
Really?
And it's mastered and everything.
Uh-huh.
And it's just not released yet. Do you know what the release date is? I don't know if we didn't set one yet, but he's all done with it, you know.
Okay.
And he's got some great tunes on there, and even Bobby Osborne sings a song on there. He wanted Bobby to sing a song, so he's on there. And also Brother Sonny.
How nice.
Played a little part of a tune, and so you could probably tell them more about it than I can, but and tell them what you're going to play then.
Yeah, is it the McCurry Band and then other guests?
Yeah, I used all these guys, and I've got Kenny Malone playing percussion on some of it, and Tim Sargent playing pedal steel on a few things. And
he sounds great. Tim, he plays with Dirk Bentley.
Yeah, he's Dirk Bentley's steel player, but mm-hmm. He's a grasser.
I saw you play with
Jason's.
Dirk Bentley at the Historic Synagogue a couple years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they
see, I follow them around wherever they go.
Tim, he's from Jason's neck of the woods up around East Kentucky up there. And he's a bluegrasser turned pedal steel player, you know. Great player. And let's see, who else did I hit on there? That's about it.
You got a title for the album?
The five-string flamethrower.
Okay. Sounds
kind of
dangerous.
Kind of an inside joke between us guys.
Okay. Well, but, when you get it all packaged up, I hope you'll send it up here to me.
Absolutely. I'm just about to wrap it up. The artwork is almost done, and I've got just got to finish up my thank yous and get them to the lady, and she'll have it all ready.